What's up, my fellow Peloton peeps, iFit enthusiasts, Beachbody bangers, and all the rest of you home-dwelling fitness freaks. Welcome to our newest experimental segment, the Weekly Watt, where I cover all the biggest and most interesting connected fitness news of the week. If you enjoy it, make sure to hit that like button to let me know. Otherwise, you may never see me again. Just kidding, of course. You can't get rid of me that easily. This week was a goddamn doozy. With a new Peloton Connect, guide being announced, iFit is suing Victoria's Secret for using Kayla Itzine's lookalikes, and so much more. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it as always. I'm your host, Colin, with Connect the Watts. So sit back, relax, and let's get right into the news. The biggest news of the week, of course, is Peloton's reveal of their first strength product ever, the Peloton Guide. Designed to enhance their strength classes, the Peloton Guide will use the power of LiDAR radar tech to provide in-depth movement analysis and feedback, automatic rep and weight tracking, and will even give you progressive weight suggestions based on your previous workout history. Wait, what? Those are the features of the new Tempo Move? Well, which of these things does the $500 Peloton Guide do? None of them? Are you fucking kidding me? That's right, from the little Peloton has shown of the guide, it uses a camera to place you side by side on your television with the Peloton class so that you can see yourself and compare your form with the instructor. Like, you know, similar to using a mirror. But not the mirror, because that at least is capable of counting your reps. From the screenshots released by Peloton, it seems that instead of counting reps, the Peloton guide will track each exercise by the length of time, and they will use that data to help guide you to workouts so that you get a better balance between various muscle groups. Now, I'm going to avoid going into a big tangent on this, but somebody really needs to let Peloton know that tracking the time spent on each movement without reps or sets or weights is not useful at all. Look, I think Peloton really misread the room on this. Any other announcement of a new piece of Peloton equipment would have been met by Peloton members lining up to throw their money at them. But with the guide, even the most hardcore Peloton fans seem pretty unenthusiastic. They will still buy it, of course, but they aren't jumping up and down, counting the days until it is delivered. In fact, the only people I can find excited about this are the Peloton instructors. Hopefully, there is more to this than what Peloton has shown, but we will just have to wait and see. And if for some reason you're like, Colin, cool down. I think the Peloton guide seems like a great idea. Well, I have some more news for you. See if you can find a positive twist to this one. Peloton's referral system, the one where you can give $100 off accessories to a friend and you get a $100 gift card for apparel, has been cut back on again. Recently, Peloton decided to remove this referral deal from all members who were not the primary membership holder, meaning that if you pay for the All Access membership, you can refer others, but your family members who also have a membership underneath your plan can no longer do so. And then this week, Peloton has announced that they will now be lowering the number of people that you can refer from 12 a year down to just 6. You would think that for a company whose stock has dropped over 40% in the past 2 weeks because they are struggling to meet sales goals, that decreasing referral incentives would be the last thing on their mind. But evidently for Peloton, it's the first. Now, it's not all doom and gloom this week for Peloton, as they have finally released the eagerly awaited pause button. Personally, I am very happy to see Peloton finally implement this, as I always seem to forget either my water bottle or my sweat towel. I never forget both, but I always, always forget one. And for you leaderboard warriors, no need to worry, Peloton did think this one through. So if you pause a workout, your score will be immediately removed from the leaderboard. You will, however, still be able to set new personal records after pausing, which I don't personally like, but at least no one can cheat anyone else besides themselves. It feels a bit strange to praise Peloton after taking so long to add a pause function that literally comes with every other streaming device on the planet, but I'll do so anyways. Thank you, Mr. Foley. You promised we'd have a pause button this year, and you delivered on it. Here's a great news story that's probably not on your radar. iFit, the company behind Nordic Track and ProForm, is suing Victoria's Secret. Why is one of the world's largest fitness manufacturers suing the world's largest women's lingerie store? Here's what went down. Earlier this year, iFit paid an estimated $300 million to Kayla Itzine for her popular workout app, Sweat. Well, iFit is suing Victoria's Secret for trademark infringement for using Sweat's logo in their promotions for their Sweat On Point collection. It probably also does not help Victoria's Secret's case that the model that they used to promote this collection happens to look a hell of a lot like Kayla, it seems. Now, to be fair to Victoria's Secret here, Sweat's logo is pretty much the universal symbol for sweat. So the case could be made that you cannot own the universal shape of a water droplet. The same reason why a company cannot trademark an outline of a circle and sue other companies who also use circles. Personally, I doubt iFit will win this one, but thankfully, I am not a lawyer, and the outcome of this will be decided in the courtroom. Fitbit is rolling out some new features to their smartwatches this week. The new Charge 5 is positioned as Fitbit's most advanced tracker, but it launched without the ECG app, even though it has all of the sensors and capabilities to use one. So this week, they are releasing the ECG app, but not only that, they are also releasing their new daily readiness score to the Sense Versus 3 and 2, Inspire 2, Lux, in addition to the Charge 5. This new metric joins existing ones for sleep as well as stress and factors in activity level, heart rate variability, otherwise known as HRV, and sleep. This looks like Fitbit is finally fighting back against the popularity of the Whoop, which focuses on daily strain and recovery scores using similar metrics. Not sure how it all compared to the Whoop, but it definitely makes the Fitbit more enticing to those who would really benefit from having that data to plan their workouts. Finally, Tommy Rivers, who is one of iFit's most loved and cherished instructors, did something so inspiring this past weekend that everyone should know about him, regardless if they use the iFit platform or not. Last year, Tommy was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of lymphoma. He began chemotherapy, endured a bone marrow transplant, went into a multi-week coma, during which he lost over 75 pounds. From here, he had to relearn everything from how to swallow to how to pick things up, and had trouble even holding the weight of a smartphone. Doctors said he probably would have to be on oxygen for the rest of his life. Well, Tommy Rivers isn't someone you can tell not to do something, and this past weekend, he showed up and finished the New York Marathon. Tommy said that he wasn't trying to have a comeback story or even to be inspirational, but simply to use that marathon as a beacon, something that he could keep his mind focused on to allow him to continue striving forward. I think we can all learn a lot from Tommy, and if you are struggling with motivation, maybe it's time to set a beacon as a goal for yourself. If you have an iFit-enabled treadmill and have not taken some of Tommy's classes, you absolutely need to. And even if you don't have an iFit treadmill, just get the free trial for the iFit app and check this man out. So what new classes and programs were released this week? For Peloton, we had a relatively quiet week, with the highlights coming from Kendall Toole's new Disney ride, a new 2-for-1 Beyonce strength class with Adrian and Callie, as well as a new Aussie Beats outdoor running collection that you can access via the app. On iFit, this week's highlights include the live Golden Gate 5K run with John Peel, which you can now take on demand, the Grand Fondo and Capier 55-mile bike race with Jenny Fletcher, which is split into 5 parts if you would like to break it up. They also have a 10-mile race here with Casey Zog if you are looking for something a bit shorter. Also added is a new 12-part Pilates sculpting series set in Aruba with Jacqueline Umoff, and a new 4-part Sweet Dream series with Jason Steffen to help you get better sleep. Is it strange iFit still has a warm-up section for these? Maybe it's just me. On Tempo this week, they released the second part of their Weight Loss Jumpstart program. This 2-week 6-class program is designed for all levels and mostly consists of light and bodyweight movements with an emphasis on endurance. And on Ergata, we have week 2 of the Turkey Trials. This week we have the Yam Jam. Ergata, by the way, has the best workout names. This is a 700-meter sprint race with 2 90-second rest sections. And if you think the Turkey Trials sounds silly, you, my friend, are dead wrong. If you can't tell by my 3rd overall worldwide place on the previous race, I am all fucking in on these. Short sprints rock, and I wish more companies would feature them on occasion. And finally, we have the deal of the week. Honestly, there are a ton of amazing deals going on right now, with Black Friday seeming to have started earlier this year than ever. But number one on my list is the Nordic Track S22i Studio Cycle, which is discounted down $500 to just $1,499. This is the best deal I have seen on this ever. I've spent a ton of time riding this bike, making reviews and comparisons for it. And if you like the idea of riding on a bike with amazing scenic locations, this is probably the best bike for that. And really, it's the only bike that I have found that competes with the Peloton Bike Plus, which costs $1,000 more than this after the discount. You can get it from their website or Amazon. Both are the same price. If you'd like to check it out, I have links to them below. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the first ever Weekly Watt. Again, if you enjoyed it, let me know by hitting that like button or shooting me a comment, and I'll see you again next week.